الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولذكر الله أكبر. وقال تعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم. صدق الله المولانا. ريد دروس شريف. شاه ولي الله صاحب رحمة الله عليه، who is our august master as far as our ilm of hadith is concerned, and this great legacy that we have acquired through him and we have inherited. He says that people ask that what is the benefit of making the dhikr of Allah. Outwardly, you don't see any benefit. Nothing is deposited in your account, anything. And what is the benefit of the company of the righteous and the pious people? So he explains that in a most beautiful way. He says, if the earth, the ground, becomes polluted, napaki, dirt is there, then to purify it, there are two ways. One is, you put water, you wash it away, you purify it. The other is, by the rays of the sun. The sun burns out all that dirt, finishes it up, and makes it again clean. Now it's also park and clean. Like that, the hearts become polluted also. And the heart, with all the sins around, even if we are not committing sins actually, but our eyes are falling around everywhere, our thoughts are going around, our tongue is out of control, so, and all that pollutes the heart. So to purify the heart, there are two ways. One is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. By that, Allah's rain of rahmat falls, and that will purify the heart. And when a person makes the dhikr jahri, which is our tariqah, the chishtiya tariqah, loud dhikr, then it's a downpour of rain. And that purifies the heart completely. So that is the one way. The other is that the company of the righteous and the pious people, the heat that comes from there, even if they don't speak, you're just sitting quiet, but you are in their company, then this also, would like the heat of the sun, how it burns out all the dirt, the heat of the company of the righteous and the pious burn out all the dirt and filth, the heart that is polluted, and purifies it completely. So that company of the righteous and the pious, one is, and which is the highest level, one-on-one, physical. But it's not always practical. People are living far away. People are occupied in their work. So then the second level after that is by communication. Today, email, correspondence, letter writing, not so long ago, but that is regarded as half mulaqat. You get 50% of the benefit. For ladies, they are not permitted to come and meet with the sheikhs. In almost all cases, they are not mahrams. So they can't come and meet. If it's a mahram who got bayat with the sheikh, she can come in front of the sheikh, be on one-on-one. She can also benefit. But if she's not a mahram, then also by correspondence, email, etc. And for them, they won't get half the benefit. They'll get the full benefit because they are not permitted to come. Men can come, but their own excuse, they are far away, they are occupied, so they are not coming. So they will get half the benefit. But the woman, it's not an excuse from her side. Shariat has commanded that they must maintain, we must remain in line and maintain the laws of Shariat. So they will also get the full benefit. So, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and the company of the righteous and the pious. The righteous and the pious, Allah reward our ulama, they've said, muttaqi is a person who stays away from all haram. Perchance he commits guna, everyone, we are human being, and we do make mistakes, he makes tawbah, and he corrects himself again. So he's a muttaqi. He observes all the commandments, the farais, the wajibat, the sunnati muakkada. That is a muttaqi person. And of the people who are the abrar, the exceptionally pious, all this also they do, and they go the extra mile, they go the extra length, they engage in nafil ibadat also. Tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, roza, all the nafil also. Beautiful example of this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave, you hire a cook to cook food for you. He cooks it, it's finished, and he's knocked off now, he goes away. He gets his wages, he has done his work, he has done it properly. But another cook, also same thing, but he stays extra from his own side. And he feeds you also. He serves you the food also. After you have eaten, he cleans up also. All from his own side. So how much won't your heart go out for him? If he has got any need, you'll readily want to see to it. He has been so kind. So the extra. So those are the people whose company we should try and keep. That who go the extra mile to serve and please Allah Ta'ala. Those are the people. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah ali, one time in his majlis, talk was taking place, then all the what they were discussing. Each one was saying, if I get that special moment, that special time on Jum'ah, when du'as are readily accepted, what du'a will I make? So all gave different, somebody said, mort on iman, whatever all Jannatul Firdaus, whatever all said. Imam, then finally, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah ali said, if I get that moment, I will make dua for Sahbati Salihin. In there is hidden everything. Everything is covered in there. So inshallah that we will discuss first a little bit on Dhikrullah and then on Sahbati Salihin. These are two things, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Many, many of our satis, and inshallah all who have come for the Islahi Jalsa, who will be coming, are concerned of the Islah. And we must make lot of shukr. It's not long ago, we were not conscious that there is something like this, we have to make Islah of ourselves. The most we thought, I have to make namaz, etc. But our Islah, our reformation, correcting our lives, and then getting connection with Allah, we were unaware. Allah reward our akabir. And they took the trouble of coming to our country over and over. They drummed it into us. It wasn't sinking, it wasn't coming into us. But they made it sink into us. They went out of the way in the various ways. They, especially Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who we are so greatly indebted to, how Hazrat would go out of his way to make a person get this message and bring it into his life. So that is happening, alhamdulillah, from the correspondence we get, or the emails of men, women, boys, girls, old people, ulama, many ulama also, are all becoming conscious. So for that, these two things are easy. Dhikr, it's in our choice. Now just to get an idea, if we can just, for show of hands, that who of us are doing our zikr every day punctually? Just quickly, so we just get a rough idea. MashaAllah, in itself it's a big amount, but in reality what it should be, it's still nothing. It's not even a drop in the water. But alhamdulillah, it's there. So everyone can make his zikr. He's got no excuse. And he should have no excuse to make his zikr regularly. And as we have explained, inshallah, not difficult, doesn't require all that time, so easy, and how much can be achieved. The next is sohbat of the salihin. Have a sheikh and be in the company of your sheikh. If you are far, at least keep contact. Make a phone call once a month. Send an email once a month, once in 2-3 weeks, once in 2 months. Keep that contact. That is what is required. And that is possible for the females also. And the zikr is possible for the females also. And mashallah, plenty of them do make their zikr also. So these two things, guaranteed, our islah will be made. We'll have nisbat ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And that means when we die, we will go a wonderful journey. In this world, Allah Ta'ala will give us peace of mind, contentment of heart, that enjoyment in the heart which other people cannot even ever, they don't know about it, they can't imagine what it is like, they are totally in the dark about it. And these people are actually enjoying it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So with regard to the zikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, that Allah make it that it can sink into us how important it is, what its great value is, and that we just can't do without it. I can do without my breakfast. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked one of his students, Murids, that if you have your breakfast. So he said, yes, I'm asking your ruhani, your spiritual breakfast. Did you do your morning ma'mulat? Did you read your Yasin Sharif? Did you make your zikr this morning? Did you make your tilawat? That I'm asking you. We just take it, the breakfast of our eggs and cereal and that breakfast. Who of us, we don't think about it. There's ruhani breakfast. Did we have our ruhani lunch? Did we have our ruhani supper? Our ibadat of the night? From Maghrib time, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak Alladhi, the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna Fi Khalqis Sama, all the 10 ayats that we are supposed to read at night. After the namazes, the 4 sets of ayats, that is our supper. And did you have a sleep at night? Sleep in the presence of Allah. And in passing our time with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So that is what we must get into us. So with regard to the zikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, the great importance of it, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by somebody, which is the greatest amal in the Quran? Yeah, also if we ask somebody, what will we say? We'll have various answers. Like for example, somebody say, what we think, what is the biggest amal in the in our deen? Salat, Iman. What does Allah Ta'ala say? That wala dhikru Allahi akbar. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Akbar. It is the greatest thing. The dhikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So you can gauge from that the words of Allah. And in a simple ayat, which is straightforward, that the zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. What is the zikr of Allah? One is the zikr, as we understand, to be in the obedience of Allah. Every time a person, if he's making all his tilawat, all his zikr, but when he's doing business, he's doing all haram business. He's all the time sitting amongst women and doing business. And he can't get out of it. And he's not even making tawbah istighfar. He's not in the zikr of Allah. The obedience of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So that is the greatest thing, to be in the obedience, to have our iman, and to be worried of our iman. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Allah says, oh you who believe, believe. What does it mean? It means tahsil hasil, it's mahal. That what you have in your hand already, how can you still get it? Allah is saying, oh believers. So you are believers, and Allah is telling them, believe. We have believed already. Now what must we believe more? And bring the reality of iman. Make your iman strong. Continuously worry of your iman till you're mort all the time. So that we have to work upon that. So all this is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So when the dhikrullahi akbar. On one occasion, one sahabi, this is mentioned by Mufassirin in the tafsir of the ayat that we read just now. He saw another sahabi that whenever he enters his house, the malaika opening the door, welcoming him, taking when he comes out, they are there. When he's sitting down, they help him to sit. When he gets up, they help him to get up. All the time around him. All the time in his khidmat. Malaika in the khidmat of an insan. All the time. So I asked him, you have reached a great level, great stage. How did you achieve this? He said, no big deal. You can also do it. He said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhukurullah dhikran kathira. O you who believe, make the dhikr of Allah. Make it in abundance. Plenty of dhikr. And after the dhikr of Allah, it's not also sufficient and enough. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And then read his tasbih. So dhikr also we must do. The tasbih of Allah Ta'ala also. Which for us is the dhikr, لا إله إلا الله and Allah. 100 times that we do. And the tasbih, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. There is much more, but at least so much. If we have done that, then we have to fulfill this. If you do that, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Then, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. You have done that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sends His salawat. Salawat is exclusive for Anbiya alayhi salam and particularly for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that salawat, a glimpse of that special mercy of Allah. By your making dhikrullah kathira, sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, Allah's salawat is coming. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. And the malaika, they will throng around you. They will be with you. So we look for that, but we don't look what we have to do. What we must do, dhikr of Allah. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا and سبحوه بكرة واصيلا. Allah himself will send his salawat on you, on anyone. You don't have to be hafiz a Quran. You don't have to belong to a certain family. You don't have to be teaching in a Darul Uloom. Whoever you are, any lady just at home doing her housework, cooking, cleaning, seeing to the housework, but they make the zikr and mashallah, they are plenty. And they also, سَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةُ وَصِيلًا. Allah is sending salawat on them. And Allah's malaika. And they are there to help them also. Just a little glimpse of how Allah's help comes. Harun al-Rashid is a famous king, very righteous, pious also. But his son leaves him, so to say, in the shame. Where his son, a young 16, 17-year-old boy. The ministers in the court complained to Harun al-Rashid that this boy of yours, he has brought disrepute to you. He's dressing not worried, a prince in the royal court, but how he dresses, not worried about his dressing, etc., not worried about the affairs of the country. He's like a malang, he's like a majzoob, he's just in his own world all the time. And the other ministers of other kingdoms are talking that he has brought disrepute to the king, to his father. The father summons him and told him this complaint has come. He says, my father, you have brought disrespect and disrepute to me. You are worldly admi, you are dunyadar. Whereas he was making 100 rakats of nafil namaz when he was the king. Which buzurg today makes some nafil namaz? Today our nafil namaz, where are we? He should go for hajj every second year. Take an entourage of ulama. The year he wasn't going, sent so many ulama and covered their expenses in the most comfortable way for them. He was a great, great pious person. So he said, you are too much in dunya. So he asked, how? So the boy then told the bird that was there on sitting on a branch somewhere, bird, come here. The bird came, sat on his shoulder. And then he told the bird, go. The bird flew away. So he said, this is what Allah has given me. He said, now I can't stay with you anymore. You are too much in dunya. I'm leaving the palace. Now to see what the, and then I'm going. Anyway, he went somewhere. Until today also we have places where laborers or artisans, they sit at a place on a Saturday morning usually, and anyone who needs their services, they know these people sit there, and you can ask for a builder, you ask for a carpenter, or a plumber, who, and then they come and work. So he sat with those people. And most of the things are not developments now of the world. It's carrying on from those days. We think we have today, we have made our world comfortable, people in the past, we have inherited from them. Almost everything, and every error, the people think we are now the top of the world. Like for example, you see in a newspaper, I don't know now, but when it was very long ago in a newspaper, the Sunday newspaper which was read widely, and the whole 2 pages, the full page, the advertisement for BMW, the ultimate in technology. The next year, again, is the ultimate. So which is the ultimate, last year or this year or next year? All the time we thinking we the ultimate. But we don't realize we're just inheriting from the old people, from the old cultures, and the next generation, they're going to have something else. And they will think they the ultimate. So it carries on like that. So anyway, so he said yes. A person came, Abu Amir, a great buzurg also. He wanted some building work done. So any builder, he said, yes, I'm ready. I'm here for work. So he said, I take only so much money. I won't take more, I won't take less. I don't work namaz time. And I only work on a Saturday. So he said, okay, fine. He came, showed him what work he has to do. He started working. And when he had just knock off, maghrib time, evening time, he saw he did 10 people's work. So he got a shock. One man, and he has done 10 people's work. So anyway, he went, whole week he doesn't work. He went the next week again, got him. He said, yes, I'll work. And now he hid away and watched him. Abu Amir was also a very great buzurg. So he saw that when he wants to pick up the brick is lifted and put on each place. When he wants to put the daga, the cement and the sand to join the bricks, it comes itself. Everything just happening. That is the malaika in your world. You make the zikr of Allah. You engage in Allah's zikr, al-malaika will do all your work for you. You won't have to engage in anything. You will be just like, it's a show, but they will do all your work. The story is very interesting and much more lessons for us to learn. But what I wanted to show, we make the zikr of Allah as the malaika there. Yusalli alaykum, they do everything for you. Yusalli alaykum wa malaikah. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. One great thing, you make the zikr, then all this, the malaika, Allah salawat, it will take you out of darkness and bring you into nur. This confusion we have, who's right, who's wrong? Must I do this, must I do that? Is this practice right, is that? All that they will take you out. You do your work of zikrullah. You don't have to go to a lot of kitabs, and lot of ulama, you make your zikr, and you read your tasbih, Allah will guide you. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah is, His nature is, He wants to be, He is that is merciful to the believer. So He told you, comfortably make your zikr. You don't have to mess your hands with all the daga, the mortar. You don't have to get all filled up with grease and oil as a mechanic. You don't have to go on your, be an IT expert and use your brains in all that. You just make the zikr of Allah. Simple, easy. Allah's mercy is with you. So Allah has made your task also easy. So zikrullah is such a great, if we do our zikr regularly, then all this we can achieve comfortably. And nobody can say that I haven't got time for zikr, it's too difficult for me. It's the easiest thing. And the greatest returns we get from there. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, make my zikr. And this is now an important thing in this ayat, that make my zikr. Now not just that you are making zikr, but you are eating also. You are making zikr, you're driving also. Do that time also zikr, but that zikr where you're doing nothing else. Your thoughts are also with. That is called zikr. Not only your tongue is, that is also valuable, that your tongue is also engaged in the zikr of Allah. But that zikr is required, which is called zikr, that you are to remember. Now, if you are using the words of remembrance, but you're not remembering Allah, then you have defeated the object. The object of the zikr is to remember Allah. So you make the zikr of Allah. And when you will do that, فَذْكُرُونِي, Allah promises, Allah says, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. Our Shaykh, جزاهم الله خير, a master of tafsir, a master of hadith, a master of fiqh, he says that it's impossible for Allah to forget anyone anytime. Allah, His whole creation, He doesn't forget anyone anytime. So what's the meaning of this ayat then? It doesn't mean that only when you remember Allah, then Allah is going to remember you. Otherwise, Allah is not remembering you. Allah remembers all His creation, whether you're obedient, disobedient. Allah remembers you all the time. This ayat means when you are in the obedience of Allah, you remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah remembers you with His favors, with His inayat, His kindness, His mercy. You are making the zikr, and to the extent of your zikr, that is, not only in your heart, your lips also moving. Not only that, in your mind, your heart, you are thinking of Allah. And if you come to that level, which we should as we go along, your eyes swell up with tears in the love of Allah, the mercy and kindness of Allah. Your gunas come upon you. What and what gunas I made in my life. Yet Allah covered my gunas. Yeah, I'm still sitting and Allah is allowing me still. People meet me. I can meet people. What the mercies of Allah. And the tears start flowing. That is what now. And that is the zikr of Allah actually. Then see what Allah. But even if we don't reach that, or when we reach that, but just the zikr of Allah, you think of Allah's inayat comes on you. And the sign that Allah remembers you with His favors and His, with His kindness, now tahajjud becomes easy for you. Five times namaz is a pleasure for you. No more a duty. Now going to other places where Allah is not remembered, now your heart doesn't. Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Jazahumullah Khair, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, my Shaykh Awwal. He says, from childhood, when I was 3 years old, like every child has got sometimes a doll, teddy bears, which they really love, and they just stick onto it. So he had a pillow. So his father told him, Zakariya, bring that pillow to me. So he said, my pillow? The father gave him one slap at that age. He said, from then it came out of me that anything belongs to me. That, his father said, you're not even earning still, and already from now mine. So that he said, my whole life it just went out of me. So Hazrat Shaykh says that nice clothes, which are permissible, and mashallah, ulama know all the hadith, inna Allah jameelun, yuhibbul jamal, you must dress smartly. But they don't know what is the taste of that simple dress, which is perhaps even like untidy, but how Allah loves that person. That person who people don't regard as anything. If he doesn't come anywhere, nobody knew he didn't come. If he comes, nobody noticed, but by Allah, what position he has got. Those people, ulama also know that it is laysa lil mu'min ay yudhilla nafsahu. A mu'min mustn't humiliate, disgrace himself. But those who go through all that for the sake of people, they got no idea what is forgiveness, the sweetness of forgiveness. They know what is the bitterness of taking revenge from people, which is permitted in Sharia. An eye for an eye, an ear for an ear, it is permitted. But the forgiveness and the sweetness of forgiveness, they have got no idea also of that. So, what was I saying? So the zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to be engaged in that zikr of Allah, and what Allah's favors come down upon that person all the time. That is, only those who are engaged, they will know about it. Maulana Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi explained, a person who doesn't know what a mango is, he never saw, never tasted a mango. No matter how hard you try to explain to him, you'll never be able to explain to him what a mango. You might say it's like sweet melon. No, not like sweet melon. It's like custard apple. No, not like that also. You'll never be able to explain. And the day he tastes the mango, now he will know what it is. And when he has tasted it, he won't be able to explain to anyone. Just like that. That فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُمْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. What that great enjoyment, قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ, is proverbial, something which is greatly, greatly enjoyable. What Allah has hidden and given His close friend, nobody knows about it. And if you don't know, if I haven't gone to Moscow, and I say Moscow doesn't exist, it's my stupidity, my ignorance also, and my stupidity also. Because I didn't go, I didn't see Moscow, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So just like that, the sweetness of Allah's love and kindness, which Allah puts in the heart of a person, those who did not taste it, normally they deny it. There is nothing like this. And if they work towards it, Allah puts it in their heart, they won't be able to explain anyone. So this is what Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala gives on the zikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So to remember Allah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember Allah in His obedience, with His zikr. Then Allah remembers you with His kindness, with His affection, with His favors He remembers you. And you are engaged in the in not remembering Allah, in ghaflat. And you engage in the disobedience of Allah, even then Allah remembers you. And the initial stages are also the favors of Allah. Allah now brings some problem, is the alarm clock going on. When you're enjoying your deep sleep, and you're having a wonderful dream, and then the alarm clock goes on. So just like that, Allah puts His alarm clock, wake up from your ghaflat, from your unmindfulness, from your disobedience. You still don't, then it's on snooze. Then after 5 minutes, it's going to ring again. So halat will come in our life. And all that also is Allah's favor to make us become conscious, to make tawbah, istighfar, that we come right. And we carry on like this whole life, and we didn't make tawbah, we didn't come right, then at the time of maut, we face the consequences. So Allah Ta'ala brings then conditions, where as long as we in the obedience of Allah, remembrance of Allah, good conditions come. And in ahsantum, أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good, you are doing it for yourself. Allah doesn't benefit in the least part. And if you do bad, وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you disobey Allah, you suffer the consequence. It will be on you. So Allah Ta'ala, and to be remembered, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says, for the lovers of Allah, who know what the love of Allah, there is no greater enjoyment for them that Allah is remembering me. It comes in the hadith, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. People who gather in one of the houses, like Alhamdulillah, we are gathered now. One hadith, يَتَدَارَسُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. And they are learning the kitab, hifz classes, where the hifz classes are carrying on, etc. Alim classes are carrying on, Quran, hadith is being taught. All that subject matter is being taught. Or they are making yadhkurun Allah. They are remembering Allah Ta'ala. Whether we all get together and what we make what we call our zikr majlis. Or like now also we are engaged in the zikr of Allah. We are talking about Allah. Illa haffathumul malaika. Allah makes the arrangement. Malaika, yeah. And Allah give us that yaqeen of the heart that we have. Fully convinced Malaika here now, that pure creation of Allah, they are sitting with us. To sit in good company, somebody, you sit in the company of somebody, the body is clean, and not only clean, what wonderful perfume. Even if they don't give you that itar, whatever it is which you love, that which itar you love, majmu'ah, or oud, or whatever, but you getting the smell all the time. And that wonderful company of the malaika, and their presence, their piety. So we're getting that all the time. حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. And sakina is descending upon them. Sakina, the peace in the heart, contentment of the heart. It overtakes the heart. When we're making zikr, and now we're not getting ghabrat. Oh, I must finish. I got that phone call to make. I got to, somebody's coming to meet me. No, with that sakina, when that alight. When we're doing the zikr properly, that sakina will be coming onto us. Now we are not looking at the watch, that when the bayan will get finished, but we are enjoying, and we are getting that to وَنَزَلَتْ عُمُرْ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. And Allah is not only remembering you, but remembering you by though that creation of Allah that is by Allah. And which is that creation? The malaika. And that Allah is remembering you, Allah is boasting about you. Allah is praising you, so and so is remembering me. So and so, and your name is taken, your father's name is taken, and Allah is praising us. What great if we make zikr with that in mind, that now my Allah is remembering me. He's praising me, and we realize at the same time, I'm the worst of the worst. I'm the dirtiest of the dirtiest, but the zikr of amal of zikr is so pure, so great. By the barakat of it, my Allah is praising, not only remembering me, praising me in front of who? The pure creation. Where I don't belong in that assembly at all. There my name is being taken. And in that, you just let us digress again a little bit and see that how, what beautiful pearls, treasures, diamonds there in our deen. We should try and read Durood Sharif regularly. As soon as we read Durood, let us all read Durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in midst Durood, Allah has appointed a farishta who hears it. And he presents it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a gift in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That so and so, your name is taken, your father's name is taken. He has sent a gift. Now just outside, anywhere. Some two, three people, small children are talking, and they speak something about you, they're praising you, something, you feel happy about it. Yeah, the malaika, they are talking there about you. And in the company, in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's what a great thing. And then again, at the same time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us that whenever anyone gives you a gift, then give a better gift in return. And if you can't, at least say Jazakumullah khaira. So, if a person gives, this is a gift when you send Durood Sharif. And Allah give us tawfiq at least once a day, any of our two rakats of nafal namaz, whether it is the last two of Zuhar, whether it is any of the nafils after Maghrib, after Isha, make two rakats especially only for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when this gift goes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's teaching also qawli hadith, and his fa'li hadith, his practice also, he should give a present better in return. So we give this present, what won't we get from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So our Durood Sharif, our Quran Sharif tilawat makes isal-e sawab for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our parents, for everyone, the whole ummah. And our namazes, nafal we make, any other acts of charity, give charity on the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the sawab must go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much won't we get? So when we do this, we remember Allah like this, then we get all the... So Allah is remembering us. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. When a person reads the third kalima, kalima tamjeed, read with me, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These kalima have immediately gone by the arsh of Allah. Not the Kaaba, not Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the farishtas. And above that is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They are gone there already, they're there. And these kalimat are making now tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And lahunna dawiyun kadawiyun nahal. They've got a buzzing sound like the buzzing sound of a bee. And what are they doing? Yadhkurna bisahibihinna. Now they are taking our names and they are praising us in by Allah Ta'ala. As they are making tawaf, we might read labbaik. We might read third kalima. They are praising us by Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to elucidate it more, make clarify it more. Don't you people love that your name must be taken by Allah? Allah give us all Jannah. We will enter Jannat, inshallah. But they will still carry on and be praising us. By that, Allah will elevate our position more in Jannat. More His favors will come into us. Just to remember, when we go Qabristan, for one thing, think, once I'm here, all my opportunity is gone. While I'm not living here in the Qabr, then I still got a chance to make the zikr of Allah. And going to the Qabristan is not for Isal al-Sawab. That we can do anywhere, anytime. Going there, this is my dream house. That is not my dream house which I'm going to leave behind. This is my dream. How much am I preparing for my dream house? For my dream house of this dunya, I want my bathroom like this. I want my bedroom like this. I want my kitchen like this. I want my garden like this. And for my real dream house, where I'm going to stay, ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah, what have I prepared? And if you see the qabr, all who have come, now they can't read one subhanallah now. They can't read one ayat of the Quran Sharif. I have still to take that lesson. That is why we have to go to the qabristan. So, where? So Allah will remember. So by reading this, the third kalima, Allah, by making the zikr of Allah, learning of Quran Sharif, dars of deen, Allah Ta'ala remembers us. So there are many actions we can do, Allah will. So, fadhkuruni azkurkum. And then, and to be remembered in the court of your beloved, what a great, great thing. And then after, in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. The world is seeking for peace, happiness, serenity. Allah, He said, Ala, be aware, open your ears and ear. Our Shaykh, Allah reward him, Hazrat had a very special, unique way of explaining and keeping us our attention also. Hazrat should at this point explain. And he has taught us so much of grammar also, and so much of balaghat also. So at this point, Hazrat should say that there are three words in the Arabic grammar language to draw the attention of people. Like, for example, we say, lend me your ear. Listen to what I've got to say. Open your ears and hear what I'm going to say. So there are three words, Allah, Ama, and Ha. You say those words, then you want the attention of the people fully. Listen to what I'm going to say. Then Hazrat should say, listen properly. I'm saying Allah Amaha. I'm not saying Yamaha. This also you won't listen properly and you'll think here is some agent of Yamaha scooters or Yamaha agents, engines. And he's selling his engines here. Or he's saying, we're not here selling scooters and sending engines or anything. So Allah has drawn our attention fully, Allah bi dhikrillah, that only in the zikr of Allah will hearts find contentment. People are looking for it all in the wrong places, in brothels, in gambling centers, entertainment centers, in sports, in fashion, in holidays, in resorts. Where and where are they going to look for it? Where is it? Bi dhikrillah. In the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. In that remote corner of your house. And for the housewife more, the woman folk, that place which nobody comes in, where she, it's only her place, and she remembers Allah, there is the dhikr of Allah. One person, a poor person, who had only one gold coin, and he lost that also. So he started looking for it outside on the street, under the street lamp. Couldn't find it. A friend of his came past and he could see this person, parishan, worried. He's looking for something. What's wrong, my friend? I lost my only capital, my only possession of my life, this gold coin, and I've lost it also. So he also felt pity, let me help. So he looked, and as usual, where you lost it? He said, I lost it in my tin shanty, in my hut. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there's a bright light here. So under the bright light, till the cows go home, you can't find it where it isn't. Go in the tent shanty and put on a candle light. Or if no light also, move your hand. It's a small little place. You will find it where you lost it. We lost our peace of mind by not making the zikr. Where are we looking for it now? Smart houses, luxury cars, living it up in this dunya, our holidays. I got this lifestyle, I got this way of life. We go for holidays and foreign destinations and this country, that country, all the things. You'll never find it where it isn't. You'll never find it in furnishing your and building your house like the kuffar style. Your bedroom must be like their style. Your kitchen must be their style. Your everything is their style. It's impossible you find it there. You will find it in the simplicity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ الْبَزَازَةَ لَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. In that peace. You will find it in the dhikr of Allah. You will find it in the obedience of Allah. We're looking, and yet we regarding ourselves as clever people. That the way we traveling around and the lifestyle we got, I got a smart phone also, and I got a smart lifestyle also, and I got a smart ID and passport also. Everything smart, but you are the most dumb chap. You don't know what's happening in life. You got nothing whatsoever. And you don't want to listen. When Malakul Maut will come, then he'll knock you into, but then it's too late. Then you'll want to make tawbah a million times that, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ رِجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. When Maut will come, give me a chance. I'll go now. I'll fix up my life. Give me a chance. I left all everything behind. Let me go and bring it. No, finish now. Wise are those people, and that is why we are gathered. Wise will we be if we learn that lesson. And we bring this in our lives. Double standard lives won't get us. That we make zikr also, and we want to live it up with the Jones and the other people also, live like them also. No. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam fully and completely. There is no other way for me than the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't look askance at other people's lives. So that must also come into us. So Allah bi dhikri Allah taqma'innu al-qulub. Only in the dhikr of Allah will the hearts find itminani qalb. And the mafhume mukhalif is also 100% correct. That in the zikr of Allah will you find itminan. And in anything else besides the zikr of Allah, you will not find. And if you are ghafil, unmindful of the zikr of Allah, you're not making zikr, there's no zikr in your life. No Quran Sharif tilawat. Just let us see again. Quran Sharif tilawat, I'm not referring to reading Yasin every day, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Referring to reading Quran from Alif Lam till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbi Nas. About 5-6 months have passed after Ramadan. And at least one khatam we must make. So who of us are making that khatam? We are engaged in that khatam of making one khatam during the year. How many of us? Just pick up your hands briefly. Very few of us. We have to be reading Quran Sharif. We have to be reading every day. We must read, whether it's a page or 2 pages, whether it's a quarter or a half. A hafiz must read at least 3 pages, 3 paras. A non-hafiz at least 1 para. And like, for example, our breakfast is not our breakfast of cereal and eggs. Our breakfast is of tilawat Quran. If we don't have our breakfast, they say breakfast is the main meal of the day. And if you don't have your breakfast, you're not going to function. How can we function if we don't have the superior breakfast, the spiritual breakfast? How can we function? How can things go right? We don't have lunch also. We are said that we're keeping rozas whole life without seri and without iftari, spiritual rozas. We're not having engaged in anything. No seri, no iftari, and no zikr, no nothing. We are just like some puppets, just like picture things we are. And that is why the kuffar have got their full sway over us. We can't say a word against them. If we have some life in us, we won't serve. The kuffar can never even lift their eyes even from far away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be in Medina Sharif, and from wherever they were, thousands of kilometers, they should tremble when they should think of him, because he had life in him, he had ruhaniyat in him, he had that level of deen that they couldn't come. And today we are unfortunately void of that. So So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. And if you don't have it min dhikr of Allah, you won't have it min ani qalb. You will be deprived of it completely. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is so important that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given the specifics, the details of it in the Quran Sharif of dhikr. We know that namaz is commanded in the Quran. But that how 4 rakats namaz, first the qiyam, and then the ruku, and then the sujood, that is not in the Quran Sharif, that is in the Hadith Sharif. Many other commandments. Yusikumullah fi awladikum. What an important, and how much Allah is devoted, but everything is not in the Quran Sharif. It is, we have to go to the Hadith, and Allah reward the fuqaha, and we must make dua for the fuqaha also. Make sometimes 2 rakats namaz for the great fuqaha also. That they have made our life so easy. Of all the whole knowledge of Quran and Hadith, with their taqwa and their piety, with their deep understanding and total devotion, they devoted their lives and they gave us to all the rules of our deen, which we call fiqh today, ready in a plate, in a tray. It's ready for us just to make amal. Now we don't have to get engaged more and reinvent the wheel over and over. And we also get engaged more and more tahqeeq. Yes, new things come about, new business concepts, new treatments, medical. On that we use that knowledge to try and... But what they have done for us already, we just now we must make amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So we must do what we are supposed to do. So which are the... So the details of dhikr Allah has given to us. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in Muzammil, Wathkurisma Rabbik, that make, remember, repeat the name of your Rabb. Yeah, see, the Huffaz will know, the ulama. Yeah, Allah said, Wathkurisma Rabbik. Many places Allah says, Uzkurullah, remember Allah. Yeah, Allah said, Uzkur Isme Rabbik, the name of your Rabb. And the name of your Rabb, Allah. That is the name of your Rabb. So Allah is saying, repeat the name of your Rabb. Many people, they are Salafis, and they say that zikr is bidat, zikr is gumrai, is dalalat, etc. But the Quran is full of commands that we must make zikr. And yeah, in this ayat, Allah has said that repeat uskur isme Rabbi. Repeat the name. What is the straightforward meaning? Anyone can understand. People of great knowledge and people of little knowledge, all will understand that what is repeating the name of Allah? Allah, 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 Allah. That is repeating. This is what Allah has commanded. Wazkurisma Rabbi. And how now Allah gave the etiquette and adab also. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. And give your full attention. Don't think of anything else now in the world. That is how you must make zikr. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And why mustn't you worry where I'm going to earn my rosy? That I have to buy bread and milk after I come from Fajr. My wife told me to buy milk and bread. And we forget and she gets cross. And when we enter the house, we didn't buy the milk. We didn't buy the milk, bread. And she says that you always like that. What I tell you, it goes in one ear and it comes out from the other ear. And you are cross and you tell her, whatever I tell you, it goes in one ear and it comes out from your mouth. And then you start swearing and screaming and shouting, etc. So anyway, to remember Allah, you don't have to worry of your bread and milk. You don't have to worry. Allah will make the intizam. Allah will use other people to do it. No other people, Allah will use the kuffar to do it. No kuffar, Allah will use the jinnat to do it for you. If Allah doesn't use the jinnat, He'll appoint the farishtas to do your work. But you do your work and see how your work is done. Your dunya's work, dhani, small work, your clothes which is at hand, Allah will sort it all out. But you make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So He is Rabbul Mashriq. He's feeding the east and the west. All, everyone, His whole creation is feeding. What you worried then? Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. And the other zikr, La ilaha illahu. that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So isme that also is in the Quran Sharif. And zikr of nafi is bad. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And then where Allah has given us the zikr, the ash'ar, learn the ash'ar. How many of us? We so long, but we haven't still learned the ash'ar. And say the ash'ar and think of the meaning. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Somebody asked me, what do you want? What's your object? I want Allah from Allah. Koi mujhe poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din main dua mang. Allah becomes mine. Kul li waj'al li lak. That you become mine, make me yours. That is what I'm asking all the time. And then, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں now keeping that in mind don't think that I got that already I want that in my life لا الہ الا اللہ I'm taking everything else besides Allah out of my heart I only want this what I've now said in the ashar لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ How is it Allah won't give Himself to you? Allah is not so that when you want Him and He doesn't give you. And it's not so cheap that you don't want Him. أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِيُونَ That you don't want Allah, you're not interested and He's going to come to you. And it's not such that you want Him and He won't come to you. But you make your effort. So the zikr of Allah we make in that way. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا Make him your wakil. He is your representative. He is your lawyer. If you've got a good lawyer and somebody or the people involved come and ask you, does that? Don't ask me. Ask my lawyer. I got nothing to do with it. Allah is your wakil. نعم المولى نعم الوكيل نعم النصير نعم الوكيل نعم الكفيل Allah takes over all your matters. You do what you want to. You pay your fees, pay, make your zikr. Allah looks after all your matters. If you've got a good lawyer, he will inform you. The matter is still here. The matter is here. You don't have to worry whatsoever. فَاتَّخِذُوا وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ This is another great etiquette and adab of zikr. Make sabr of what the people are saying. People are saying he's gone lazy. He's just making zikr whole day. And I don't know what funny talks he's coming with. Allah will see to all his needs. He's not opening shop. He's not going to work. He's just doing zikr all the time. Make sabr on what they say. وَهَجُرْهُمْ And they still trouble you? Now separate from them. That is, don't associate, don't get into arguments and that. Hajran jamila. Hajran jamila is such a separation. La shikwa fiha. Don't complain about them. They don't know. They are dunyadar. And when something goes wrong in their life, you see, people not making zikr. That's why it has happened to you. Nothing like that. La shikwa fiha wa la intiqam. So what the teachings of the Quran Sharif. In the hadith apart, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on one occasion, said that the zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. The Sahaba asked, Oh Allah's Rasul, not even jihad? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad. Unless a person goes with his sword and his life in the path of Allah and his sword is broken into pieces and his body is dyed with blood from head to toe, he can come somewhere near compared to those who make zikr. This is the value of zikr and we don't understand it. We take it as a small thing, nafil thing. If you make zikr, it's good. If you don't make, it's not faraz. Who said it's wajib, it's faraz to make zikr? Allah, on one occasion, Sahaba asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which hajj is the best? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in that in which the most zikr of Allah is made. Which roza is the best fast? In that in which the most zikr of Allah Ta'ala is made. All other details, zakat, namaz, in which the most zikr, namaz is full of zikr, but zikr, not just that we're reading it like a tape recorder or like a parrot, in which we remember Allah, that namaz is the most valuable. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, and it looks like the Zakirin have gone with Abu Hafs, he said. It looks like the Zakirin have taken all, everything. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ajal, that is so. The Zakirin have taken everything. So zikr of Allah, we all can make 100 times, if not make 10 times. Start off with 10, 25, 50, we come to 100, try and come to 100, La ilaha illallah. And 100 times Allah. And at the most it will take you 15 minutes. If you do it properly. Otherwise even less than that it will be. But do it every day. And that is what is Islam. If I am serious, I want to make my Islam, then let me, I'm serious about my health, but I'm not taking the medicine doctor gave. He told me keep away from cold water. I'm not keeping away. He told me don't do this, do that. I don't observe. Then I'm not serious. I'm making a joke out of everything. So if we are serious of our Islam, that will be. And then the other part is the company of the righteous and the pious. One great deception Shaitan gives us here, that there are no more righteous and pious people. That is a clear sign that we need the company of the righteous and pious even more. I'm deeply in so much of pride that I think I'm right. There's nobody else who can make me right. I don't see any righteous person now. That means I'm so right. And that is a proof of you being so wrong. Because if you think that you're so right, and we see our elders and their guidance for us also, and Allah give us tawfiq to practice, never stay without a sheikh. Now, ulama have written that if the husband passes away, the iddat for a woman, 4 months and 10 days. And if your sheikh passes away, the iddat is 3 days. After 3 days, find another sheikh. Don't stay in a house without a roof. Have somebody over you. Otherwise, your head will stick out. And you think, ana wala ghairi. Even if it is on account of age now. You have reached that age where now there aren't other mashayikh at that age now. Or youngsters only. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, make mashura then with your contemporaries. Bind yourself to their mashura. If not your juniors. But don't become mustaqil bizad. That I'm ana wala ghairi. There is nobody like me. I don't have to ask anyone. The minute a person reaches that stage, he's not gone down. He's right down, right in the bottom. He can still be looking like a big sheikh and a pious person, but he's got nothing. We must have somebody over us. So have a sheikh. And the sheikh, what your heart tells you. That whether that person is like that or not, doesn't matter. You will achieve your object. You see in your heart, who is it that can guide me to righteousness? Make contact with him. And in that, even if you don't become officially, bayat is not necessary. Bayat, a murid. The murid, what's the meaning of murid, Maulana? It's isme fa'il of arada yurido. We think it's a Urdu word. It's an Arabic word, murid. And it's a file of arada yuri. So the minute you make irada, that this person will guide me right, you is murid. Even if you didn't officially become. And to break your irada, if you see that's not the right man. It's not the sheikh that can throw you away, it's for you. Because if the sheikh's irada doesn't count in here. Your irada counts in here. So anyway, so look for somebody, and even if that person is not as what you think, but you have it in your heart. Allah will give you your result according to what you got in your heart. And so it's not difficult. And there are enough people that you can find. So have a sheikh and then sit in his company. So in his company, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what his company, solely his company, even no bayan or anything. But the heat of his spirituality will burn out all your dirt. And you'll come on the right line. But have aqidat. Today a person is a murid also, he's a khalifa also, but he hasn't got aqidat in his sheikh. If he's my sheikh, he's not right. My sheikh is doing too much, he's gone extreme in this direction. So there's no aqidat. In that way you can't benefit. Irada and aqidat must be in the murid's heart. That is when you'll benefit. If you think my sheikh is not on the right path, he's gone too extreme, and he's doing this, he's got the wrong ideas in this, you can't benefit. It's your first to look for another sheikh. And when Allah has commanded us, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, Allah will keep the sadiqeen. Allah could not give us a command that be with the sadiqeen and there are no sadiqeen. They are there. It is for us to look for them. So then we stay with them. And then, as you see, you have aqidat, and you have conviction. And when you have muhabbat, then what to say? It comes in the hadith sharif, wajabat muhabbati lil mutahabbina fiyya. You love somebody for the sake of Allah. Allah says, my muhabbat becomes wajib for you. It's so easy to get the love of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah. Just love somebody for the sake of Allah. And just loving is not enough, the hadith explains. After that, walil mutajalisina fiyya. Those who sit with one another, the jalsa, islahi jalsa. Now we have come together for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we love one another, we have come here in the love of Allah. The shaykh loves his murids, murids love the shaykh. Allah says, my muhabbat is wajib. When you have the muhabbat of Allah, it too mera, to har shay meri. Everything is mine. So that is what. And then again, so beautiful the hadith, walil mutazawirina fiyya. That when you go and sit by your shaykh, don't stay there permanently now. Ziyarat, ana jana, to come and go. Not just go and stay mustaqil, one way you stay there. See to your wife, fair family, see to your dunya's needs and necessities, and go again. Coming and going. Walil mutabadilina fiyya. And those who spend also in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tahaddu, tahabu. You're giving gifts, it will increase your muhabbat. So that way, by that Allah's muhabbat comes. It comes in a hadith that Allah says, my muhabbat is wajib for that person who loves Allah and His Rasul more than anyone else. So if we have that love, then Allah's muhabbat. And a person who loves somebody solely for the pleasure of Allah, which is an explanation, an exposition of how a murid loves his shaykh. He doesn't love him for anything else but for the sake of Allah. Allah says on that, my love becomes compulsory. Wajabat muhabbati. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says that once the love of Allah in the halawat al iman, the sweetness of iman, idha dakhala qalban, when it enters a heart, lam yakhruj minhu abada. It will never come out of that heart. When genuinely we have that love of Allah, that love of Allah, it will never come out of, which is basharatun ila husnil khatama, that you are going to, your mort will come in a beautiful way, that Allah's muhabbat is embedded in your heart, and in that way your mort comes. So that the two things which we must try and do, the dhikr of Allah and the shaykh and the company of sohbat al-sadiheen. And it is practical, everyone can do it. Man, woman, all can do it, and there are plenty who are doing it, and you can see openly how they muhabbat, how they are progressing also. It comes in the hadith sharif that when how to know that Allah's muhabbat is with you, Allah loves you, that one of the signs of many others is that Allah does not let you get involved in dunya's things, in la yani. If you are involved in la yani, if it's on the phone, anything else, remember that Allah's muhabbat is not with you. Allah gives you now by nature your tawfiq for ibadat and your love for ibadat, and you engage, you enjoy ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And you can't, I didn't complete that, Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, that pillow he hid, and by the barakat of his father's slap, he said, the love of dunya went. He said, I reached that stage when I see good clothes on somebody else, it affects me. Why are they wasting their time in dunya? Whereas, and the other people, they know the hadith, Inna Allah Jamalun, Yuhibbul Jamilun, Yuhibbul Jamal. But these people can't see that. People eating like gluttons, eating, the plate is full, so much overeating. They can't tolerate, they can't understand it. People waste, how can people be wasting their time? That so much Allah Ta'ala engages you in Him now. And then all this dunya things just fall away from your eyes without you. And two things only, dhikr of Allah, sohbat al-sadiqeen. And Allah will let us reach those stages which we, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, many times we should explain to Hazrat what we have benefited from Hazrat. He said, abhi kya dekha hai? Abhi aage dekhoge. And Allahu Akbar, how Hazrat's words were true. He said, what have you seen? You haven't seen anything, sir. You'll see in future. What and what Allah is going to give you. Many times, and you should say it with that firmness. Abhi kya dekha hai? Aage dekhoge kya milega? And so we just make our dhikr properly, Sohbat Salihin. And if our shaykh has passed away, make another shaykh, but don't forget your old mashayikh. Make for them also regularly isalis and see how you'll progress. You make for your parents isalis sawab, see in your dunya how your dunya will open. Make for your ustad and your mashayikh and see how your deen will open. For your ustad, your knowledge Allah will open. For your shaykh, your love of Allah and your spiritual condition, how it will increase. So inshallah, we all have come solely for our spiritual, for our islah, and it is simple. If we bring this and we make this determination, and daily we take out our time for zikr, even if we start with 5 minutes a day. A day has got 1,440 minutes. 1,435 minutes, keep it for yourself. For your toilet and for your whatever else you want to do. 5 minutes, give it for zikr for a start. And your shaykh, you are too busy or whatever, at least one email, once a month or something like that, some contact, and then see how we will progress. But we have to do it. Without doing it, we don't achieve anything. So if we are serious of our Islam, then let us do this. And when we ask next time, inshallah, who is making zikr, everyone's hand is going not so much. Everyone's hand is going high up. Everyone, 100%. And everyone keeping their contact also, then we will see that where we reach. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.